James Galway and His Friends, and When You and I Were Young, Maggie. And now we're going down to County Waterford, and this is a song that, well, I have a number of versions of. I've decided I'd play this particular version by Noel McLaughlin, and it tells the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
As I rode out one morning, going to Dungarvan Fair, I spied a pretty colleen with the sunlight in her hair. Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell. And as I overtook her, I asked if she was well. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Before we reached Dungarvan, the girl did at me stare, and asked me why I raised me hat to a tree so old and bare. So I told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster, and Dungarvan would be drowned. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Well, then she started laughing, my face grew very red. She said that only fools believe what those old legends said. Her laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. Before we reached the marketplace, I began to laugh as well. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Now I'm sitting by the fireside in the autumn of my life, and the darling girl I met that day is now me darling wife. I have a lovely daughter and a son to push my yoke, and it's all because I raise me hat to the old Dungarvan Oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
Telling us the story, Noel McLaughlin there, of the old Dungarvan Oak, and that's what you get when you raise your hat to a tree. Earlier on the programme, I played Trudy Lawler, if you remember, the Banks of My Own Lovely Lee, and one of the main streets in Cork is Patrick Street. And coincidentally, that's the name of this next group that I'm going to play for you now. It's a track called Newmarket Polka, and I defy you to dance to this.
Thank you.
Well-deserved applause there for Patrick Street and their version of Newmarket Polka. And I think the Newmarket referred to there is the Newmarket in County Cork, not the Newmarket in the UK. Now, the second of my emails for this week's programme, and it comes from one of my Irish listeners, Paddy. Now, come on, I'm sure I've got thousands of listeners called Paddy, but this lad lives in Dublin and I know him as a fellow musician. And he says, Joe, I listen to Sounds Irish and I like most of what you play. I play an instrument myself, but I don't play as good as some of the tracks that you play. Some weeks ago, you played a track by the Black Family, and I wonder if you could play another one. I'm a great admirer of Mary Black, of course, as we all are, but we know that she comes from a breed of musicians. Her parents were musicians, and so were her brothers and sisters. So is there any chance you could play for us on Sounds Irish another Black Family track? Of course I will, Paddy, and thanks for the nice things you say about the programme too. This is the very talented Black Family telling us all about the story of Mick McGilligan's daughter, Maggie May. Now, I've been familiar with a song called Mick McGilligan's Daughter, Mary Ann, but take a listen to the Black Family and what they've got to sing about.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Itchicaw girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappie from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. Where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter. Who? McGilligan's youngest daughter. She's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.
Paddy, I hope you enjoy that one, and we'll play some more Black Family tracks in the not too distant future. McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now, here's a bunch of lads who are really very talented. I play them on the programme every so often, but I'm a bit excited because this week I got a new album of theirs. And I'm going to play you a track from it. The track is a track that we all know so well. Well, most of us do. It was recorded by a number of people, including Sharon. Shannon had a go and one or two other people. But listen to how the High Kings treat Galway Girl. And this will set your feet tapping, unless you're driving in the car or in the bath.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day,
And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt hill prom with the dog. I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home.
And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
High Kings and their version of Galway Girl. And I think even my guide dog's feet were tapping on that one with a good arrangement there. Now, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a Sonny Knowles track. I think it was When I Leave the World Behind. It was a result of an email I got from a listener who told me I didn't play enough Sonny Knowles. I explained to you all about Sonny Knowles, known as the window cleaner. I'm going to play another track from Sonny now. And this one has happy memories for me. It's a memory jogger because I can remember accompanying Sonny on a number of occasions, and on one particular occasion, I played this, I accompanied him singing this particular song, and he made me get up from the keyboard and walk to the front of the stage and take the bow, because he was so impressed with what I'd done. But enough of my prattle, listen to Sonny Knowles and his version of My Lovely Rose and You.
The world is always beautiful with someone to share the way. That's how it was when I met you. Each dawn brought a beautiful day. But now it seems to me it's winter where spring used to be. The lovely rose has lost her crimson gown, and autumn leaves have tumbled over town. The skies trees have changed their shade of blue, and I have lost my lovely world and you. But someday soon the clouds will drift away, and spring will bring another lovely day. When like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my lovely world and you.
My lovely Rose and you from Sonny Knowles. Okay, this time I'm having an unusual song. Well, let me explain. It's about an Irish highwayman. Well, they didn't have many of those. They had lots of them in the UK, I'm aware of that. But in Ireland, we didn't have too many highwaymen. But we did have one very famous one, Willie Brennan. And I let the Clancy brothers tell you all about Willie Brennan on the moor.
It's of a brave young highwayman, a story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted, Swiss young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, "Young man," said he, "your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me." And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. For young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now with this loaded blunderbuss that I will unfold, he made the mare to tremble, and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there, so he went horse and saddle to the mountains did repair. Did young Brennan
yourself? The Clancy brothers telling us all about young Brennan on the moor by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. And now we come to a group that I feel got more recognition outside of Ireland than they did here at home. I'm speaking of the Chieftains. They spent a lot of time touring the world, like other Irish groups such as the High Kings and Celtic Woman. But here they're singing a song that, well, I think started life from Dermot O'Brien. They're singing all about the Galway Shawl, near Oranmore in the County Galway, which is a lovely little town in Galway. One pleasant evening. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let them sing it for you. The Chieftains and the Galway Shawl.
Near Oranmore in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. Wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint of powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. And she kept on talking till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him the foggy Jew. I fed the black bull, stack of Arnie, or Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no costly diamonds, no paint of powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. 'Twas early, early morning, I took and rode for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway Shore. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. The popular version of this next song is by the Furies, but I'm not going to play their version. I'm going to play a version by the man from Waterford, Val Dunican. Val, as we pointed out before on the programme, left Ireland to go and work in London. He worked as an entertainer. Then he made a huge name for himself, started working on radio and on television, and he was an icon. I think in the 80s, around that time. He's no longer with us. He's gone to God now. But listen to his interpretation, and my favourite interpretation of When You Were Sweet 16.
I saw the love light in your eyes. I dreamed the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. As I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, for my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16.
a very talented musician there, Val Doonigan, and his version of When You Were Sweet 16. I like the whistle playing on that one. He's capable of singing some very funny songs as well. We might include one of them on next week's programme. Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the heartfelt cry of a maiden. You'll get the idea.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16 and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home? There's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'll surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
A cri de coeur from the lady. If I can't get a man, I will surely get a parrot. Sweeney's Men. I'm going to play my favourite Irish duo now. Of course, regular listeners will know that this is Foster and Allen. They're singing a song that I don't think I've played on the programme before. Oh, yes, I played, I think, Trudy Lawlor and her mother singing this version of it. Listen how Foster and Allen treat the beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere beautiful Isle of Somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Somewhere the road is lifted, close by an open gate. Somewhere the clouds are rifted, somewhere the angels wait. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of somewhere, land of truth, where we live anew, beautiful Isle of somewhere. Somewhere the sun is shining, somewhere the songbirds dwell. Hush then thy sad repining, God lives and all is well. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew, beautiful Isle of somewhere, 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 beautiful Isle of somewhere, land of the true, where we live anew, beautiful Isle of somewhere. Beautiful Isle of somewhere.